This podcast contains explicit language.
And spoilers, only if you suck.
Two Fat Guys Talk Games, pre-E3 edition.
Yes, so episode 49-ish. We're recording this on Saturday, May 31st, and we'll be putting it out on Sunday, June 8th. Deviating from the schedule a bit, but we're going to have a follow-up episode covering the events of E3 2014 on that following
Sunday.
And on the Wednesday, I'll put out another anime rave or something so that we stick to the schedule somewhat.
Yeah, E3 is a little bit special that way, so.
A little bit special. Speaking of special, let's talk about who you think is going to have the biggest blunder of the show.
Well, let me kind of have to mention that the ex-CEO of Sony will be on site this year at E3 to make a hopefully scathing review of all three groups.
Groups?
Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony.
I didn't know they were groups. Like
companies.
Special whatever. Interest groups lobbying the government.
You know, with how Microsoft was last year, calling them a group, a special needs group, is definitely applicable.
There certainly are special needs.
Same with Nintendo. Sony won last year.
You're the worst. I made a really good case for why Nintendo's presentation was awesome.
Yeah, but you were wrong.
Yeah, like Sony won last year. So we can both agree Microsoft didn't, but
Microsoft definitely lost the battle last year.
I want Microsoft to kick so much ass this year, but I'm going to be cautiously pessimistic that they won't.
Well, okay, let's get right into each group. I think Microsoft this year is going to basically do their entire thing on games.
Yes,
I think they learned last year.
I agree. I believe the Microsoft group is going to maybe they'll poke fun a little bit at the fact that the Kinect has come and gone, but they might. Here's the thing. There might be a little bit of reflection. If they can show me that and laugh at themselves a little bit, I will be impressed by that. However, yeah, you're right. They're going to focus on games. The question is, will they have games to show? Will we see Gears of War 4 at E3? I guarantee we'll see the next season of Killer Instinct characters. They may reveal a couple of the characters. They're probably going to show more Halo 5 stuff.
Which, from what we're hearing, the rumors are right now, is that Halo 5 is an open world game.
No Arbiter, no Halo. I'm holding out for this one.
Also hearing that we're going to be seeing Xbox One up-resed versions of 1 through 4.
Is that right?
Yeah. Released in a pack.
I don't know if I'd want to go back. Halo 4 still pisses me off to this day, so I mean...
For an up-resed re-release, I actually would not expect them to go and fix what they've already fucked up.
I kind of want fucking an Arbiter-based character action game, but I don't think we're going to ever see that. But that, if that was shown, I would literally shit my pants. I'd be like,
you'd squeal,
oh my
like,
god.
You'd squeal like a little girl is what you'd do. From Microsoft, I'm expecting just a whole bunch of games, whether they be new or current. Because let's face it, both Microsoft and Sony right now, they're suffering from a serious dearth of new games. Especially in the at least in the triple A sense. The indie game groups are the only thing keeping new games coming.
On the console side.
On the console side. I mean, yeah, we had Wolfenstein last week. We've got Watch Dogs finally out. Everything else. Watch Dogs was supposed to be out last year yet, so kind of pushing it a little bit. But from Microsoft, I'm expecting lots of Halo. I'm not expecting any Gears of War right now because they, at least at last time they were talking, but Microsoft now owns the Gears of War studio. So, or at least they own the rights to the game. I don't think they actually bought Epic.
They didn't buy Epic. They bought Gears of War. And there's a studio out of Vancouver that's doing the fourth game.
So,
we know Gears of War 4 is being developed.
We just don't know if we're going to see it.
Yeah.
I got to say, I really don't care if all they've got to show me are Gears of War and Halo games and that
Sunset Boulevard?
Is it Sunset Boulevard?
Sunset Drive, Sunset... The zombie one.
Yes.
The one that looks like Jet Set Radio Zombie Edition.
Yeah, that one. Sunset Overdrive, yes.
Yeah, Sunset Overdrive.
Which I believe is also coming out for PC, so don't really care about the Xbox One version all that much. If those are their highlights, eh.
What's the surprise Microsoft game you would want to see out of E3? Be creative. Be out there. I mentioned an Arbiter character action game as an example. Another one would be Double Dragon Neon 2 featuring Battletoads.
Actually, for me, to get me on board, it would have to be like a Crackdown 3.
Okay. So you're pining for Crackdown 3
Crackdown
at the Microsoft booth.
Well, I actually prefer Crackdown would be liberated from Microsoft, but seeing as they made it, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, for me, it would have to be Crackdown 3 that would get me sort of my interest kind of peaked. I'm also looking for a lot more support on the Microsoft side for RPGs.
So if, say, there was some super exclusive-looking Final Fantasy killer by whatever company, it doesn't have to be Square.
If all of a sudden, you know, Lufia 3 was coming for, or Breath of Fire 6?
7.
Okay, 7 was all of a sudden an Xbox exclusive.
Legend of Dragoon 2.
Legend of Dragoon 2.
Even though that's a Sony I am the worst. I am the worst.
Anyway, you get where I'm going here is I am still very much an RPG player.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there's a lot of shitty ones out there, mediocre ones. They're still fun in a lot of ways, and they're only coming to Sony. Even now, they're all still Sony exclusives.
Square Enix, give me an Xbox One exclusive Secret of Evermore 2, please.
And even the couple, the major ones that are coming to Xbox are coming to PlayStation, so I'm going to stay PlayStation in that case.
Speaking of PlayStation,
let's leave. Sony should be next.
Sure.
I will
admit to having no idea what Sony's going to present.
Well, Sony's main games that they have, I will admit,
The Order. Was that a Sony exclusive?
Yes.
Because I got to tell you, I've had my eye on The Order.
The Order is one of those games that I am looking forward to. I've heard things ranging from the in-game graphics look like Cinemax. We've heard that so many times over the years that you really can't believe it. The Order is one of the big ones that I am definitely looking forward to. Also kind of looking forward to Uncharted 4, hopefully, and the fact that it will get me to finally play Uncharted 3. Sony gave.
So you're pulling a Carlos, is what you're saying.
Sony gave it to me for free, and I just have... Uncharted's one of those games that when I sit down, I will play it for a day straight and finish it, but it takes a lot for me to build up to play it because I know that my life is gone for a day to 2 days because of it, because I know that I will get sucked right into it. Those are the only games I know of so far that Sony themselves is making. I'm just going to jump into the list here. So, Light Blue. Deep Down from Capcom's a PS4 exclusive. Fairy Fencer F. Whatever.
I heard that title and I immediately want to kill you for bringing it up.
You don't even know which company it's from.
It's from NIS.
Oh, good call. Seeing as they're the ones who seem to localize everything. Okay. The new...
Tell me the whole title, Dave.
Hatsune Miku Project Diva F2.
Good work.
That'll be for PS3, though, so not really pushing the PS4 agenda. We're going to see Persona 5 this year for PS3. I am really interested in that. That is a Sony exclusive.
I kind of want that to take place in America. It won't, but I want it to.
You never know.
We'll see. Maybe we'll get some story revelations in the next Persona 4 Fighter, which is supposed to have a storyline that takes place after the Golden. So,
well, you know, I'm actually still hoping of two things from Sony this year. I'm hoping that they're going to announce the Vita TV for Western audiences, in which case I'll be pre-ordering that fucker right then and there. Mainly for Persona 4 Golden, really. But they could actually change that around on me and just announce fucking backwards or forwards compatibility with the PS4.
You know what PS4 exclusive we also need to consider? PS3 and PS4. One Guilty Gear Xrd.
Yeah, that as far as...
this year, from what I understand.
It's this year, and confirmed no Xbox 360 or Xbox One support.
That's a bit of a bummer. They could have tied the marketing into it. They could have been like a Guilty Gear Xrd 1 or some shit.
Well, and from the rumors, big rumor thing on this, it has to do with Microsoft.
They don't want an Unreal 3 engine game on their system?
No, it has to do more with the Xbox Live Gold stuff. From what the rumor is that you'll be able to play the game online on PS3 and PS4 without having to have PS Plus, but you're going to require to have it on the Xbox Live Gold to play on Xbox One. Yep. And
PS4 games require PS Plus, though. On a per-developer case.
Per-developer case, and it doesn't for...
That's weird, though. Like, there have been Guilty Gear games released on Xbox 360.
Again, giant rumor stamp on that one. But it has just enough truth to it that I believe it.
Video game dirt cheats is what we've become. And now, that's the same thing for Sony. What is your surprise out of left field thing you would love to see? Be creative on a Sony system.
I gotta get for this one.
I know you already mentioned the PlayStation Vita TV, but which is looking, unfortunately, more and more like it'll be a surprise.
Well, for me, the big surprise I'd like to see is I want to see another, I want to see a PS4 Rock Band.
Okay.
The reason why it's out of would be way out of left field is...
Oh, yeah, Harmonix.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there has been talk that they're not done. There will be another one someday. But I kind of want that to happen now because all the Guitar Hero series as well as the early Rock Bands, their servers have been mostly shut down. Hmm. So, yeah, you can still play with the music you've got, but you get an itching for some new songs. Can't do it anymore.
What's the company that's making Sonic Boom that's comprised of ex-Naughty Dog guys? Is it Redline Entertainment?
Hang on.
Like, Sega's the publisher. Who's the actual developer?
No, then.
Fact checking. Consult the fact checker. Kind of want to say Redline. You just loaded up the Wikipedia article for an actual Sonic Boom.
Yes, I did. Yeah, Big Red Button Entertainment.
Big Red Button Entertainment. And the reason I need their name is because since Naughty Dog appears to have fractured and crumbled under the weight of itself, I would love to see a Redline Entertainment Crash Bandicoot reboot on PlayStation 4.
Funny you mention that. We may see this year a Crash Bandicoot game for PS4.
By what company? Because this is the real kicker. Like, if they went back in time and brought Naughty Dog from the past here, I'd be all in.
Well, they were in talks with Activision, who last, this is back in December, but Activision had not yet sold the franchise, but Activision pulled all information about Crash Bandicoot from their website back in December, and there was a very, very big rumor that Sony was looking at purchasing the rights to Crash Bandicoot. Activision was still saying back then that they own it and are looking for ways that they could bring the series back to life. But let's face it, the moment that game went multi-console was when the game basically died.
It happened sooner than that. So what you're basically saying is we are the video game dirt sheets now.
I don't get the reference, Carlos.
A dirt sheet is like a rumor mill type of article. It's a term I hear a lot in pro wrestling news, where you have all these websites that are putting up false ass rumors per a source, which is never credited, about a rumor which ends up being either common sense or very general or untrue to the extreme. And people believe this shit, and wrestling podcasts and stuff like to make fun of them.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm saying we've become the video game dirt sheet since.
Well, I mean, in this case, it comes right from International Business Times.
So, dirt sheets.
Whatever. I would like to see Crash Bandicoot come back. I'd also like to see Jak and Daxter make a comeback. But of those two, honestly, I'd prefer Crash at this point.
Sure.
I'd love to see a redone Crash Bandicoot Team Racer. I love that game.
Yeah, it's a good game. Good game. I'd like to see Coco Bandicoot in a bikini again. That's what I'd like to see. Don't fucking judge me.
Oh, I'm judging.
Let's talk Nintendo now. So Nintendo had easily the best showing last year.
No, it didn't.
And they will probably do what they did last year, which is kind of a video presentation that's not actually on site, but around E3 time.
That's already been confirmed.
And they're probably going to show a lot of info for games that they're banking on to save the Wii U. They're going to show off the GameCube controller adapter, no doubt. They're going to show off one or two more new Smash Brothers characters. Our most recent addition is Ike, who I am honestly surprised is back.
He's popular enough.
I kind of hope this means Roy has a chance, but we'll see.
Probably not.
Fuck you.
Hey, my superior Marth is in the game. That's all that matters.
We're going to see X. We're going to see news on X for sure. We're going to see news on Hyrule Warriors, which apparently is now the title of this thing. I'm kind of excited for it because...
Confirm multiplayer.
Yeah, confirm multiplayer. More playable characters than just Link. We have a playable input design that looks really badass.
I'm betting we're not going to see a Zelda warrior design. Because it's Nintendo.
Whatever, yeah. Apparently Team Ninja is overseeing parts of the game, and Nintendo's supervising everything. And Dynasty Warriors games, they're a little loosey-goosey, and I only really like the Gundam ones just for the source material and the mecha part of it. But they're not great.
No.
Like, they appeal to a... They're kind of like Sonic games in that they appeal to a certain niche that I don't find too many other games appealing to, really. And that's why I kind of stick to them.
Sometimes you just want to fire up a game and kill hundreds of things on the screen.
Sure. And this is why I always kind of wished more developers made Dynasty Warriors clones.
You know they can't?
It doesn't have to be that IP.
No. Tecmo Koei actually has patents which prevent other companies from doing Dynasty Warrior-style games with hundreds of enemies on the screen. I read about this not too long ago.
Patents are the dumbest thing in the world.
I agree.
They're not supposed to be, but they are. Well, I still kind of hope someone loopholes around it or some shit. Because I would hope that got challenged in court somewhere and overturned, right?
Not to date.
But still, Hyrule Warriors looks like it's going to be a very solid Musou game. And hey, I'm all for a Zelda Dynasty Warriors with multiple playable characters, including new designs on classic favorites. So we're probably going to see more on that, and I'm happy to see more on that. We're probably going to see more on Sonic Boom. Smashes, what am I forgetting?
As far as we know, nothing.
We're probably going to see a new Mario game of some kind.
That's kind of a given.
We might see a new Zelda flagship game. We'll see, though.
See, that's becoming more and more in doubt, especially with Nintendo admitting in their shareholders conference, I think it was last month, the month before, that they're already looking towards new hardware.
Sure. They mentioned this, and they made no secret about it. And maybe they want to save the Zelda title for the next one. Maybe they'll announce the new hardware, for all we know.
Do you think if they actually announced a Wii U 2 that consumer trust in the company wouldn't be damaged? Or is there any more trust to be damaged?
Hang on. Maybe it'll work if they actually get U2 to be the official band of the console. So, surprise out of nowhere Nintendo game that you'd like to see. Maybe I'll go first on this one. Either Mario 2, 2, or Zelda 2, 2.
Neither of which will happen. Okay, so you're going for the really shitty games.
Fuck you.
Actually, no, I take that back. Mario 2 is awesome.
Correct. Fuck you?
I don't know what I want out of Nintendo, because I've kind of given up on their full-blown systems.
You have a 3DS, so this counts.
I've given up on their full console Wii U sort of thing. You're right, I do have the 3DS, and I've been looking at a backlog of games for the DS, not the 3DS. So I don't expect much from Nintendo that I'm going to find that interesting. Last year, while Microsoft's press conference was a dismal fail, especially after the bitch slap Sony gave them, I didn't find Nintendo's conference to be much better.
Nintendo's conference was great. They showed nothing but games, which the other two had trouble doing, and they didn't engage in the petty politicking. It was very refreshing, as a matter of fact. And yeah. This is why you're wrong to hate it. But this is all time that could be spent with you telling me what your out-of-nowhere Nintendo game would be.
I guess what I'd like to see out of Nintendo is their Wii and... well, their Wii titles remastered and used on the pad for the Wii U.
This is your thing?
Again, I have not been that interested in the Wii and the Wii U in years, so it's really hard for me to pull a game out of...
Then 3DS it up. This is Nintendo, right? You're the worst.
Go with yours. And
I already did. And you mocked me, Dave. You mocked me.
Yes, I did. I want a new Metroid. I want a new Metroid. The only thing... just like what happened with the Wii, it required a Metroid and a Zelda to get me to buy the system. And it was the Zelda that did it. So as long as I see a Zelda that is not Skyward Sword and looks good, I'll want it. I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
If they did that, I would be there pre-ordering. I mean, I bought my PS4 for Infamous 3.
What's the title of that game, Dave?
Second Son.
Good work. The third game, Second Son. Soul Calibur 5, the sixth game.
That would not get me to buy the system. there's a game that I could care less if it goes anywhere.
Couldn't care less. you couldn't care less.
True.
If you could care less.
That's pretty much it for me. There's not... I mean, even going down this list of confirmed games, or actually confirmed and unconfirmed, I mean, we got Alien Isolation, which a lot of people were very, very hesitant about after the last Alien game was so horribly bad.
Alien Isolation looks like an atmospheric walking simulator.
Fuck you guys and your titles.
Well, we did a whole episode of why Slender sucked. You have to expect that I'm going to bring up when something looks like Slender.
When does it stop being a walking simulator and become a horror game, though?
I would argue it's when the intricacies of walking stop being the focus of the game and it becomes being about actual survival with actual mechanics in place to make that survival interesting. I would say that my walking simulator accusation of Alien Isolation is probably unfair.
Even based on the few trailers I've seen so far, I think so, but we'll see how it turns out.
It's probably going to be more like Resident Evil, really.
Without the guns. As far as I can tell, there's only one alien that's hunting you, and you're basically trying to get away. So your walking simulator may be accurate.
Okay, sorry. But clearly I gave this game a little too much.
You know, as much as I am for Borderlands games, I do not care about the new one at all.
I love the title of it.
The pre-sequel, yeah.
Civilization Beyond Earth looks pretty, and I look forward to playing at least two turns.
Yeah, you bastard. Costume Quest 2, I will play that.
I probably should play the first one.
Probably a good idea. Deep Down from Capcom. We'll see. Project Destiny. Yeah, we're going to see that this year at E3. And I will be buying it on my PS4.
Halo Ablo.
Yep. Disgaea 4, Disney Infinity, Dragon Age. Dragon Age Inquisition, I'm not going to be pre-ordering. But if it is, in fact, going the same way as The Witcher did, and it has gotten past the stupidity of Part 2, it might just be a buy for me. We'll see how it goes.
Sure. I can't really speak too much about Dragon Age, because I haven't played them, and I never really cared to, so...
Fair enough.
They seem fine, really, but...
I mean, we have the new Call of Duty, the new Far Cry, the new FIFA.
Do you think we're going to see Final Fantasy 15?
I think we're going to see it, as in more trailers and more information on it. I don't expect Final Fantasy 15 to be out in North America until late next year. And Kingdom Hearts 3 to be the year after. I'm not expecting much from Square this year. I would like to hear a little bit about Bravely Default 2, but the first thing I want to hear from them about Bravely Default 2 is we're sorry about the last half of Bravely Default 1, and we're not doing that shit again.
Gotcha.
Because you may have seen my Twitter posts about the game, and to borrow a line from Angry Joe, they done fucked it up.
Indeed. Kind of like how Angry Joe did in his Godzilla review, where he showed filming footage instead of the actual scene. Oh, Angry Joe, I hate you this week.
Gears of War 4, Halo 5, and there's the Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yeah. Yeah!
Hyrule Warriors... Killer Instinct Season 2, the game no one gives a fuck about.
I can't wait to see TJ Combo come back, man. Boxer.
Whatever.
Mass Effect 4?
Yeah, supposedly we're going to get a Mass Effect 4 as well as a Mass Effect 1 through 3 for both Xbox One and for PS4.
Is that right?
Nope, not doing it. I might be interested in Mass Effect 4, depending on how many thousands of years they put in the future. But I would not play through 1 through 3 again.
There's a Mirror's Edge 2 actually being made? I thought that got canceled.
No, Mirror's Edge 2 is happening. Monster Hunter 4, no one gives a fuck about.
Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
As well as a third one that we've heard of. For the...
Pokemon Z?
It was a... green title. What was that one?
Pokemon Z?
Pokemon Z.
This is what I'm guessing the third one is. Isn't that the pattern that they've been following? It's two versions, and then two remakes, and then a third version of the first two versions. So red, blue, yellow.
Delta Emerald.
Delta Emerald?
Yeah, we'll be rejoined by a third remake, Delta Emerald.
Interesting.
Knew that was in there. NHL. The Order, which we're both interested in. Project Spark, which interests me, but it's on PC, so I get away from the Xbox on that. Sonic Boom, which is unfortunately only on Nintendo consoles. I guess I can take off the Star Wars Attack Squadrons.
Yeah, we can take off anything with Star Wars in the title until we get some confirmation from Disney.
Battlefront is happening.
Sure.
At least it hasn't been canceled this week. Too bad. The Attack Squadrons actually is looking quite well. Sunset Overdrive and Xbox One. I'm kind of interested, but it's not a system seller for me.
Do you think Capcom's going to show either a new Street Fighter game or a new Mega Man to try to counter Mighty Number 9?
Here's the problem with Capcom doing another Mega Man game right now. The fans will laugh very heavily.
No, they won't. They will be like, woo, we love Capcom again, and they will buy that shit even if it's another
NES-styled
game. They totally will. Fans are... I know you told me to stop doing this shit, but I'm doing it more. Fans are the worst, and they want this shit.
They want it, but after what they did with the last one, people would be very hesitant to trust that's going to come out.
You mean Legends 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
After what they pulled with Legends 3, how people were on board and everything else, and they just pulled it because... reasons.
To be fair, Legends 3 was kind of it wasn't an E3 announcement. It was more of a, okay, we're planning this and we're going to let you in to see the planning process, and then we're going to cancel it. If they'd never let fans in, that game would have been canceled silently, the way I'm sure many games are canceled silently from many companies around the world, including games that you and I probably both want.
Probably. Ultra Street Fighter 4. Yay.
Look, I play the game, but yeah, I echo that. I like it for reasons that don't involve it being good, because it's really not.
What is this XBlaze code embryo from Axis?
Well, it has X and embryo in it, so I'm assuming it's a Japanese game with fan service.
Or how I just look this up before you start being...
Consult the fact checker!
To the wiki!
Oh, look! It's a Japanese game with tons of fan service! How did I know? How did I know?
Oh, God, thank you, Google Images!
Oh, a visual novel!
Based on...
developed and published by Arxis!
Done 150 years before the events of the Blaze Blue series.
Oh my God, it's worse than I thought. That I wasn't expecting.
That's awesome. But totally not. Any other ones from this other list here that... another Sims game, no one cares, but you're solid.
I think at this point we've devolved to reading lists and we should probably call it. And
okay,
back when,
click.
When E3 has happened. So... we will see you on
Sunday,
folks.
A week from Friday.
No, they will only hear this on the same week that the
Sunday
will apply.
Right. Okay.
So clearly you don't know dates or titles.
Or names.
Or names.
This is Dave.
This is Murray.
So, if you've liked what you heard, you want to leave us some feedback, you want to give us some criticism, whatever, our podcast site is tfgtg.blogspot.com, where you can also find the feed link and our YouTube channel.
You can also find us on Twitter at tfgtg. Yeah. There's no way to continue that. So,
no way to please, that sentence.
Please leave us some feedback. We accept good and bad. We will usually respond, seeing as we have such a small group. Bonus.
We do have thousands of millions of followers, so we might not respond to you right away.
Sure, let's go with that.